escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Field goal drive in the opening touch, and he's under pressure. Oh. Buried by David Ajabo.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan behind the glass as always. We are counting down to the first preseason Falcons game tonight, but you just heard it. We did have football last night. It was the Colts and Ravens. Anthony Richardson ended up getting an injury, dislocated his pinky. Mike, you tweeted that too many people are blaming the O-line.
I was so irritated. And I think you've known me long enough to know now that when an offensive lineman is getting blamed for somebody else's dumb decision or lack of awareness or whatever else you want to call it that was going on with other positions, it was frustrating to say the least. It was you could look at the film, and I can just tell that the right tackle's doing exactly what he's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's picking up an inside blitzer, and there's a hot throw to be made from Anthony Richardson that he obviously doesn't understand the protection, the empty protection that's going on, and doesn't get the ball out. And he gets hit, and he pays the price for it. And obviously he said his finger was pointing the wrong direction. So it's just frustrating because I just opened up the socials, and the first comment I see is like, maybe we shouldn't have hired a bunch of plumbers for offensive linemen. And I was like, oh, my God. Mm. Like, I just – oh. But
how did that make you feel?
Some of the it made me feel angry. Yeah. You know, that
do you want to talk about it? Do you want to?
No, I'm not going to talk too long about that small sector of ignorant fans.
What do we call those people?
It's only like, 5% of people probably saying that.
Oh, that's they. I think it's more than 5%.
That's not they. They is football fans. They is Twitter. I'm just talking about the dumb people that decided to blame the right tackle.
That the dumb people are the they.
Really, technically, what you're saying, you're including yourself in they.
No, I never,
you understand that, right?
I never said it was the offensive line's fault.
I'm just saying.
I didn't say anything.
In fact, NFL Twitter to you.
In fact, I open up Twitter and Mike's screaming at people, and I was like, oh, shoes on the other foot now.
The funny thing is he thinks I was screaming because that's the way he reads Twitter.
Bo, you need to pull up Mike's tweet right now and read it the way you think.
You want me to? Oh,
yes,
I will.
I want to hear what goes on in your mind when you see a tweet from
too.
Mike.
This guy.
This is going to be good.
This unbelievable.
All right, you ready?
Ready.
Too many folks blaming the O-line. As always, I'm willing to bet the house the right tackle was responsible for two. Parentheses, and picked up the inside blitzer like he was supposed to. Parentheses end.
It's pretty good.
And AR was supposed to throw hot.
Parentheses end.
I like the tickle.
Oh, man.
So, Mike, how did you really mean it? What was the tone in your voice?
I think that was fine.
He's not that far off because it's so frustrating.
Oh.
So frustrating. I wouldn't say that I was that mad about it. You probably have known me long enough to know that I usually am not that irritated by social media. It's just kind of a thing for me.
Right.
But I think offensive linemen too many times. First of all, 5 of the 11 players on offense are offensive linemen. And they are kind of included just as a group anytime something bad happens. And if you have one bad one, it's like, the offensive line sucks. You're like, eh, I don't know about that.
Right.
You know, there's like 3 all pros and just one guy that's struggling, you know. So, yeah, I mean, I didn't mean it with that much anger and vigor. But I think it's a bigger sample size for something that we already knew Anthony Richardson was struggling with, and that is to pick up offensive tactics and things like that and to be able to throw hot and read blitzes and read protections. And he hasn't played a ton of football. He just hasn't. And I think, you know, that mixed with the fact that he took himself out on a big third down last year, you're like, ooh, this guy's facing an uphill climb.
I think, two things. I know that, real quick, to put a bow on that, and there is a pun intended there, when you tweet angry, you're not like the angriest if you're still using correct punctuation.
Yeah.
All right. I know.
Parentheses end.
Yeah. Right. I know for me personally that if I'm using like correct grammar and everything, it's normally I'm still pretty good. If I get really mad, then I wouldn't use parentheses. However, the thing on Anthony Richardson is what really makes me think about this situation with him is the fact that you're right, he hasn't played a lot of football, but he had a couple of years with Dan Mullen. He had a year with Billy Napier, and this is his third year in this system with the Colts. Whether he's on the field or not, there still should be an understanding of what the play call is, considering you're the one giving the play call to everybody. And that's what worries me. Where's the lack of awareness, the lack of understanding of what he's dealing with?
That's the thing is, I didn't play quarterback. I don't understand the game like a Dave Archer or a Matt Ryan or whoever it may be as far as that goes. But that is that's day one elementary level protection. Like, that is an empty day one protection. You know that your offensive line is going one way or the other. And if 2 come off the backside of that protection, you don't have anybody else to help. You've got to get the ball out. And obviously, like I said, he paid the price for it. And I think he'll learn moving forward. But that's the first thing you do as a quarterback is go, what's the worst thing that can happen here? I mean, that is always the first thing you address at the line of scrimmage. And evidently, he didn't really know what the worst thing that can happen was, and it happened.
There was when he was about to leave Gainesville, I think it was when he decided to go pro, one of the reasons supposedly that led into the factoring was he was from Gainesville, Florida, and he was upset with how critical he was viewed at times with his play. Because he would have great games, and then I think he threw like 5 interceptions against Florida State or something. Or he only completed 4 passes, something along those lines. And it just – there's been some really bad outings for him. It's just weird that a guy in his third year, whether he's played a lot or not, that's to Mike's point, elementary stuff. That stuff that you've got to be doing, or you're never going to play this in the NFL at a high level. Other than, you know, his talent will get him on another roster if whatever happens in Indy if it doesn't work out. But there's got to be growth, and there's not any. So it's rough, and I am pulling for the guy because he did go. You know, he's a Florida guy, so I'm pulling for him.
So Colts did end up losing 24-16. As far as tonight's Falcons game, we do have a couple position battles to keep an eye on. Xavier Watts and DeMarco Helms at safety, Dee Alford and Billy Bowman at nickel. Who are you going to be keeping your eye on?
I do want to see Billy Bowman at nickel because I think Dee Alford's had a pretty good camp. Archie and I were talking about it the other day, and so I want to see Billy Bowman. I want to see if he can compete for that spot because, look, if he doesn't even win, let's just say he doesn't win the job, you do realize he's one play away from being in there. And so I just want to see what that kid can do. Because
we saw last year, was it Denver, that we were down like 3 corners? And all of a sudden, I think Richie Grant had to play a little nickel to start.
And
God, it was bad. That was a bad, bad day.
You know what? I don't think you were. I think it was 22. Was it 22 or 23 when we played Cincy and Cincy? And that was when Dee Alford was just signed to the Falcons, and he was having to go against like Jamar Chase because AJ left that game after the end of the first half. And so Yeah, I mean, it can come at you quick, Mike.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I think also when you look at the safety battle you brought up, DeMarco Helms, Xavier Watts, Jordan Fuller, I was asked yesterday doing a podcast, and it's like, who's in the lead in that battle? I don't think the coaches know at this point who is in the lead for the other safety spot opposite Jesse Bates. I think they're all three of them bring something unique. I think Xavier Watts has a lot of upside, and he's a rookie, and you want him to learn, and you want him to get reps. I think DeMarco Helms, plays with this, more of a box-like feel to me, where he's able to roll up and kind of make tackles. He also kind of cerebral the way he baited in, two off seasons ago, baited in a couple of interceptions in the preseason. And then Jordan Fuller, who's been around a little bit, kind of trying to fight his way back, but knows Raheem Morris's kind of schemes and knows the language to use on the back end, has been on a couple of different NFL teams. So I don't think the coaches even know at this point. I think that's one of the things that they're going to throw out on the field tonight and try to figure out.
One guy that wasn't mentioned, and it's not really a safety or that nickel, I want to see how Clark Phillips looks tonight. I expect a lot. I expected a lot out of him when he was drafted here because I think he's a good player. I think he's an instinctive player. I think he's a ball hawk at times. But he is undersized a little bit. And they never really liked him for that nickel spot, which is interesting to me. So I'm assuming he'll be on the outside, probably starting in maybe Clark Hughes' spot, Clark Hughes and Mike Hughes or AJ's spot, one of those spots on the outside. Yeah. I just want to see where he's at in year three, which I think is fair.
I think we've all also, I've probably said it both of you guys individually over the last few days, but the all eyeball test, I can't wait to see what Lamar Jackson, the corner, brings, because that guy
he looks
like a Jesse. Like, he looks like a Jesse. And so I don't know much about what he's done as far as coverage goes, but you look at that guy, and we've had the last couple of years a bigger corner. Anthony, what's our guy's name last year? I'm thinking of Trey Flowers the year before.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Hamilton? Yes, last year.
You're talking
not Anthony Black.
No.
I can't believe I'm drawing a blank.
He's talking about
right
God dang it. Anyways.
get it. Hey, we're in preseason 4.
I'll come back with it. Real quick though, every practice I've seen Lamar Jackson, there's been a player I'm like 38. I'm like 38. Oh yeah,
guy, dude. He's
that's the other Lamar Jackson.
He looks like he plays in the NFL.
Yeah,
like he looks like he plays in the NFL. You're like, whoa, that's what an NFL corner is supposed to look like right there.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting stuff to watch tonight. Coming up next, Arch Manning's grandpa is saying, "Hold up, do not get your hopes up, NFL." We'll talk about that next. And we've got my Ally Mac drop. It is Flip It Friday. We will recap the week backwards. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.